Speedway. It was his family, the ones that built this racetrack. Clay literally grew up doing anything and everything possible to continue to make this family business successful. They've since sold the racetrack to NASCAR, but Clay is very much still the one in charge here, and he treats everyone like family. He gets out, he shakes hands with the guests as they're coming through the gates. You'll see him walk around the grandstands or down in the infield. Heck, you'll even see him down at the hot dog stand.
Well, they had coffee with Clay earlier today, where had a bunch of race fans come out and had donuts and coffee, and Clay got in and amongst them answering questions, just hanging out and having a good time.
Yeah, he's truly one of a kind, and he puts on a great, great event. And with the footprint that we got here and the beautiful sunset highlighting the hundreds of campers and tents all on the hillside, heck, they still got a big concert to give out or to do up there on top of the hill once this race is over with, and we still got 60 laps to go.
Back to business. Pace cars on pit road. Here comes the field to the Geico restart zone. Cole Custer will start to the outside of Eric Almirola. Green is up. Almirola is away, but can he get away and stay away from Cole Custer?
Pretty good jump for Almirola. He's nearly got him cleared by the time they get to turn two. He will clear him to the back straightaway. Cole Custer jumps back down into the low line. Second, Riley Herbst to the outside of Allgaier for third.
They are huddled up, nose to tail in the bottom of the racetrack. Nobody is willing to let anybody downstairs if you're stuck on the top lane.
Nobody's giving up anything the rest of the way this afternoon. Justin Allgaier, Riley Herbst, nose to nose, down the back straightaway into turn three. That's the battle for third and fourth.
Riley Herbst is doing a tremendous job of rolling the outside lane. Now, he'll bobble a tad coming off the corner. That'll give Allgaier third. Herbst goes to the inside, throws the block on Chandler Smith. He'll pay the price.
Chandler Smith moves him up the racetrack. Riley Herbst didn't quite have him cleared, and he got moved up in turn number one. Chandler Smith to fourth. Herbst to fifth on the outside. Here comes Jeff Burton.
As the race leader, it's Eric Almirola. Second and third are Cole Custer and Justin Allgaier. At the moment, they're in the championship four. Fourth place is Chandler Smith, Mike. He needs to win to get in. Just behind him, Sam Mayer's in desperation mode. Sammy Smith in the top 10. He, too, in desperation mode. Both need to win.
And that should be scary for some of the other drivers that are in that top 10 along with him. You've got three drivers in must-win situations that are trying to crack their way into the top five. Sammy Smith wedging his way under Herbst in two.
Yeah, Riley Herbst is on the backslide now. Jeb Burton passed him on the outside. Sliding through on the inside is Sammy Smith. Herbst now gets into the bottom group to shut off Anthony Alfredo.
Further up, things getting tight for the number three spot. Chandler Smith in a must-win situation. He's on the back bumper of Justin Allgaier.
Allgaier is on a completely different page of the playbook. He just needs a nice, calm, top 10 finish, but he's not going to just wave Chandler Smith by.
Chandler Smith has changed his racing lane. He'll go a bit higher at corner entry, diamond the corner just a tad, and then charge off the corner very hard. He's doing the same thing right now.
Giving a little push on the back bumper of the Justin Allgaier machine, but Allgaier's seen
trouble,
it before.
Turn two, Josh Williams around. Three wide move went wrong. Sheldon Creed dove to the inside. Josh Williams got the worst of it, and he'll go around in turn two. That'll put us under the caution flag for the 11th time this evening when Josh Williams goes around with Sheldon Creed making a bonsai move to the bottom of the entrance of one.
53 laps to go here in Martinsville, and Eric Almirola still controls the race.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow on his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Back here at the Martinsville Speedway, we are yet to get the one-to-go signal. Perfect chance for us to step away and pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Motor Racing Network live at Martinsville Speedway in Martinsville, Virginia. The NASCAR Xfinity Series down to the final 49 laps of the National Debt Relief 250. Along with Mike Bagley, I'm Alex Hayden, high atop the start-finish line here at the racetrack. Dave Moody out there in the last bit of sunshine as the sun gets lower on the horizon over in turn number three, and up and down the pit lane, very busy today as usual. Steve Post and Chris Wilner.
Right now the field is getting doubled up for the restart. The restart will come with 48 laps to go. Justin Allgaier right now, or make that to Eric Almirola, will restart on the inside of row one. Justin Allgaier will restart on the inside of row two. Last restart, Chandler Smith, one of those must-win drivers, restarted on the inside of row three. Right now, he'll restart on the outside of row two. They're getting all jostled about. You've got Chandler Smith that is in a must-win situation. Sam Mayer in a must-win. Sammy Smith in a must-win situation. And right now, they're all going to restart inside of the top 10.
With Chandler Smith and Sam Mayer on the back bumper of Cole Custer, who's the driver that can ill afford to let one of those guys win, or Custer would be out of the championship.
Off
four.
Turn four into the Geico restart zone. Green flag is waving, and Eric Almirola is up to the gearbox. Very tight formation. Almirola trying to squirt away. Cole Custer's going to keep him honest in one.
The general hangs with him through the apex of turn number one, but Almirola gets a good run off turn number two. Custer will slide back in line in second. Third belongs to Almirola. Chandler Smith drives it deep to the outside.
Boy, that was a bold move by Chandler Smith, and he made it work on the outside lane. Gets a nose in front of Justin Allgaier in turn one.
Rim riding that outside lane, and he's doing it effectively. Side by side with Allgaier. A nose in front now for Chandler Smith in the outside lane. Hasn't quite got him cleared in turn three.
Allgaier not permitting that to happen. Further back, Sammy Smith just laid the fender to Sam Mayer. Couple of teammates racing for position number six. Side by side, they go back to the corner.
Boy, the bare knuckles are out among the Junior Motorsports teammates as Mayer and Smith get together again at the exit of turn number two as they race side by side for position number six.
Chandler Smith able to clear Justin Allgaier for third. Now he tries to run down second place, Cole Custer. They beat and bang further back off turn number four as they race back to turns one and two.
Front of the pack, it continues to be Eric Almirola. He's gotten away by about a car length and a half over Cole Custer. Another car length back to the third place machine of Chandler Smith. One more to Justin Allgaier, then Jeb Burton.
Last time by Sam Mayer. Moves Sammy Smith into one. Drove Smith up the racetrack. Mayer was able to grab the spot. Smith follows him off the corner. They're all bouncing off each other to the backstretch.
If the teammates are slapping each other around, I don't even want to think about what happens when we get down to the final 25 or so. For the moment, they will part peaceably.
43 laps to go here at Martinsville. Eric Almirola has opened up a car length and a half. They're physical for second.
Battle is on for the number two spot. Chandler Smith is going to go, and he's ready to do exactly that. He looks to the inside on Cole Custer. Contact at the entrance of three.
Leaning on each other, coming out of four. 42 laps to go. Chandler Smith trying to ease his way to the inside of Custer for the runner-up spot.
Smith on the low line. Custer up high. Cole tries to squeeze him down on the exit of turn number two. He clears him just for a moment. Chandler Smith drives it deep again into three.
Chandler Smith out of the ride at the end of this year. Has no prospects for next year. Nothing to lose here as he's trying to grab the number two spot from Custer.
Cole Custer is not going to go quietly. He has fought him off at least for the moment. Chandler Smith is going to have to start over again. And here's rear view mirror is the Justin Allgaier machine. I got a feeling the Gator wants no part of that fight.
And Jeb Burton is not too far back as well. They're stacked up from second, third, fourth on back while Eric Almirola pulls away with a 1.2 second lead.
Jeb Burton having an awesome run this afternoon. He's been top 10 just about all the way. He is top 5 right now. And yes, indeed, Eric Almirola is getting on with getting gone.
With 39 laps to go this time by, he is really beginning to leg it out because Cole Custer continues to be pestered by Chandler Smith.
Custer's got to attend to the back door right now. He cannot hang with Eric Almirola. They'll race off turn two down the back straightaway. The top five remains single file.
Championship four aspirations for Chandler Smith are slowly starting to slip away. 38 laps to go. Chandler is right now running in third. He's got Custer in front of him and Justin Allgaier right on his back bumper.
At a certain point, he's going to have to employ some different tactics to try and get by Cole Custer, because as Eric Almirola drives away, Chandler Smith's chances decrease.
Yeah, because Chandler Smith, again, must win this race if he wants to be a part of the championship for next week. He still has Cole Custer right in front of him with a good race car.
I'll give him credit, Chandler Smith. He has not roughed up Cole Custer. Now here comes Justin Allgaier. He's going to bust a move to the bottom on Chandler Smith.
Smith bobbled out of two, and that gave Allgaier the hole shot he was looking for. Allgaier cut his Camaro to the bottom of the racetrack, got up alongside him for a moment, Dave, but now has to back
this race. He'll take it if they hand it to him, but for now, I think he's very happy to be in a nice, safe little spot running securely in fourth.
Because Allgaier is third right now on the grid, plus 36 points, he is in a great spot as long as he keeps that car pointed in the right direction.
Jeb Burton now beginning to feel some heat for position number five. Closing in on his back bumper is the Sam Mayer machine. Mayer is another one of those drivers who are down to desperation moves at this point.
With 35 laps to go, Eric Almirola's pulled away by a nice lead. A second and a half over Cole Custer in second. You've got Chandler Smith in third, Justin Allgaier fourth, and Dave, a great battle for fifth behind them.
Jeb Burton has got it down to the bottom. Here comes Sam Mayer. He'll fill the hole. Driver's left, pulls alongside in turn four.
Jeb Burton strong on the outside lane, however, but Sam Mayer keeps a nose beside him. He'll pull even in turn number one.
Jeb Burton able to keep some momentum up in that outside lane. Gets a good draw off the top of turn number two. They'll run side by side again, but it's going to be Mayer winning the drag race into turn three.
And Burton gets quickly back in line behind Mayer, slides across the nose of Sammy Smith, and that allows Riley Herbst and now Anthony Alfredo to join that battle.
Burton squeezed it back in the low line just in time to get jacked up by Sammy Smith. Sammy let him go by the time they got the entrance to turn three.
Things heating up again for the second spot. Cole Custer has it. Chandler Smith is remounting a challenge. Smith now tucks right up underneath the spoiler. They go to turn one. Chandler Smith moves Custer up the track.
He knew it was coming. It was just a matter of when. He could not afford Chandler Smith to run behind Cole Custer much longer. Trouble in turn number one. Brandon Jones is in trouble up next to the safer barrier in turn one.
That puts us under the caution flag for the 12th time of the afternoon. It comes out at lap 220 when Brandon Jones has a problem coming off the end of the back straightaway. That Ultra Dawn Menards Chevy Camaro coming to grief at the end of the front stretch. And Alex, we've had a dozen caution periods. That's going to re-rack them and give everybody a chance with less than 25 laps to go to reassess their situation and do whatever they need to do to make it to the end of this race.
Yeah, because with the normal pitting and caution procedures. Once the pace car gets out there and picks the entire field up and gets everybody down at pace car speed, next time by, they'll open up the pit lane for the lead lap cars. Following lap, they open it up for the lap or more down cars. Then we set things back up and get the one to go signal. You choose what lane to restart in. So to your point, with 29 to go right now, we're going to be under 25 laps to go by the time that takes place.
Eric Almirola is the driver that's dominated this race. He's led 121 laps of it so far. The question is, will he be able to hang on and sweep racing at Martinsville this season?
If I would have kept making only the minimum payments on my credit cards, my debt would have taken me 47 years to pay off.
These are real National Debt Relief customers.
I knew I wasn't going to be able to get out of debt by myself.
Credit card, medical, or personal loan debt, National Debt Relief negotiates with your creditors to reduce what you owe.
National Debt Relief got me out of debt.
You could be debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months. Visit NationalDebtRelief.com to learn more and get started. NationalDebtRelief.com.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Back at the Martinsville Speedway, pit road is open. Couple of takers, Brandon Jones bringing his car down the pit lane. Also Josh Williams, Austin Hill coming down the pit lane. These pit stops happening at lap 222. So as the field comes across the line, it'll be now 27 laps to go with Eric Almirola, Chandler Smith, Cole Custer, Justin Allgaier, and Sam Mayer, the top five. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Wherever you cheer, whatever you drive, you'll find Racing Electronics. With Racing Electronics, you'll hear uncensored communication from every team in the race and the broadcast with all your favorite MRN announcers. Hear every heart-pounding pass, pit strategy, and so much more with a scanner and headphone rental. Upgrade to an EasyTalk intercom system to comfortably communicate over the noise of the race. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Network's and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
This is Cole Custer, and you're listening to the NASCAR Playoffs on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Back at Martinsville Speedway, the sun is setting, the lights are on, and the table is set for what will be a less than a 25-lap shootout. When they come to the line, it'll be 25 to go, and it'll set up for who's going to win this race. You got a couple of drivers up front that want to win. Eric Almirola is in the playoff owner situation. Chandler Smith trying to get into the playoff driver situation. Cole Custer's already in. Justin Allgaier is already in. But you've also got Sam Mayer, Alex, laying back there in fifth, that he needs to win this race if he wants to race for a championship.
Custer's not in just yet. He's, as we sit, good on points, but if Chandler Smith wins this race, Custer is eliminated because Chandler Smith is in a must-win situation as they've got the opportunity right now to pick what lane to restart in. We get an update on Cole Custer with Chris Wilner.
Well, Alex, you guys just are, we were just about to report on the choose. The big conversation with him and Jonathan Toney was, do I follow Chandler Smith knowing the implications that could be at hand, or do I race him for the win? He said, I don't know, go with your gut, but I've gone to war with you all season. You make the best decision you feel you need as possible. He decided to go to the outside behind Chandler Smith, gives up a row. Will this be the move that could ultimately cost or benefit Cole Custer? We'll find out.
Pace cars on pit road. The field is coming through the Geico restart zone. 24 to go, and Eric Almirola is going to jack everybody up. Now they get going, and Sam Mayer's got damage. Sam Mayer's got smoke coming from the left rear of his car.
He got collected from behind by Burton. Chandler Smith gets punted. He goes up the racetrack. He takes Custer backward with him as Almirola gets away with the lead.
Cole Custer is okay with that because as long as Chandler Smith doesn't win, Cole Custer's in the championship.
Trouble, turn number four. Ryan C. gets punted by Shane Van Gisbergen. Van Gisbergen hooks him in the left rear, spins him. Sieg is sitting crossways of the racetrack. Van Gisbergen comes to a halt right at his right quarter panel, and now they're able to refire their cars and drive away. It's getting physical, and Shane Van Gisbergen has sparks flying for the right side of his car.
Well, as we sit right now, you kind of knew this is what we're going to be up against here in these closing 20-plus laps. Nobody is going to give a centimeter. Here comes Sam Mayer's car. He's got damage as everybody was slow in the Geico restart zone. He's got tire rubs. The hood is bowed up on that car, and Sam Mayer's in front of Steve Post.
Yeah, Sam Mayer brings that car in, and there's damage, really. The front end is just totally torn up on that car as he's been pushed in. He had damage earlier on with an incident down here with Parker Retzloff, but this one here is just across the front end of the race car. They're working on that automobile now, just trying to make sure they got good clearance. One of these drivers, one of these teams in a must-win situation, and it doesn't look like they're going to do it at this point. They're going to work on that car. The nose is bowed up on that machine, and the pace has slowed down by the crew members now as they just look at the race car and start to assess the damage. This is not looking good from the tone, the tenor, and just the way the car is. And even if they got it fixed, they'd be at the back of the pack. Tough, tough night. Tough, tough finish for Sam Mayer.
Yeah, Sam Mayer will not race for a championship in 2024. He is officially eliminated. The NASCAR official, along with the crew members, point behind the wall. They are pushing the car behind the wall, and Sam Mayer will have to get out of the car, go to the infield care center for a mandatory checkup before he is released. But Sam Mayer has now officially been eliminated from the championship contention.
So with 21 to go, Cole Custer is in by 28. Chandler Smith is out by 28. Jesse Love out by 47. Right now, on the racetrack, you've got Cole Custer, who is running in position number 6. You've got Chandler Smith, who is running in position number 5. Jesse Love is running in position number 11.
We got a new player, though, that Cole Custer needs to be worried about, and that's the third-place driver, Sammy Smith. If Sammy wins the race, he'll knock Cole Custer out of the championship four. Sammy Smith in third place is in desperation mode. He must win if he wants to be a championship four contender.
Right now, Sammy Smith is out by 95. The only way that he can run for the title is to win this race. And we're coming down to it. Less than 20 laps to go. How is all this going to shake out? This, Alex, could be the most important choose of the race.
Yeah, it really can be. And let's not forget, we're not going to get the one to go this time by. They're still picking up some debris here on the front straightaway. But the bottom line is there's a reason for everybody to not give anything up. Doesn't matter if it's a team car or not. There's a grandfather clock that everybody wants to win on the line, let alone Eric Almirola, who's dominated this race, leading all but 100 of the 231 laps run here tonight. He is basically in a must-win situation for the owner's championship for that car number 20.
So you know what that means at Martinsville. If you're not going to give it up, then somebody's going to take it from you. We've seen it time and time. We have seen it in this race already, where all of a sudden we're all calm and serene. Next thing you know, elbows up and the fenders are getting a workout.
But part of that scenario is the driver third, Sammy Smith, again, in the must-win and desperation mode. One of the cars he's going to have to get by is his team car, Justin Allgaier, who at the point is not guaranteed in just yet on points. So Sammy Smith has to be careful how he races Justin Allgaier, who, by the way, Allgaier and Rick Brandt and Brandt Professional Agriculture have announced that they have a 2-year deal to stay at Junior Motorsports.
So in case you're just joining us, let's reset it for you. You've got Austin Hill and A.J. Allmendinger. They have taken 2 of the championship 4 spots by winning in this round of 8. So the only 2 that are unclaimed right now are Justin Allgaier in third. He's in by 40. And Cole Custer is fourth. He's in by 28. If nothing were to change, it would be Allgaier and Custer advancing to the championship 4 with Hill and Allmendinger. However, if, to Alex's point, if Chandler Smith in fifth wins this race, Custer gets knocked out. If Jesse Love or if Sammy Smith win this race, Custer gets knocked out. This thing could get turned upside down before it's all said and done, and it's time to choose with 18 laps to go.
First two drivers, Almirola and Allgaier, both choose the bottom of the racetrack. And then it's Sammy Smith going to the top side. So Sammy Smith will go from third to the outside of the front row. Get ready. I'm not convinced we have seen the last yellow flag.
Nope, I don't think we need to put it away just yet. It still could get a workout. You know, you scoffed at me about an hour ago when I told you the record of cautions was 19. Well, that was when we had about six. Well, we're at that caution 13 right now. Buckle up. We may run out of laps, but we could get there.
I do apologize for scoffing. The field lined up two by two. Pace car makes its way to the pit lane. There'll be 16 laps to go. The field under the lights in Martinsville, ready to get back to the Geico restart zone.
Here we go. Race fans are on their feet at the Martinsville Speedway, waiting to see how this one's going to shake out. Eric Almirola just creeping into the Geico restart zone. He's on it. Sammy Smith, though, spins the tires. He'll fall back from Allgaier, and now will fall back from Almirola with the lead.
Not what Sammy Smith needed on the restart. Almirola quickly away by three car lengths. Smith will regroup, fall in line in second. Justin Allgaier, third, challenged up high by Riley Herbst.
And Chandler Smith right there knocking on the door as well. Sammy Smith is getting away from Allgaier. Allgaier puts the block on Riley Herbst.
Riley Herbst has got to go. He looks to the inside on Justin Allgaier. They'll go side by side now at the exit of turn number two. Herbst on the inside. Allgaier on the outside, then Chandler Smith. He gets into Riley Herbst and just drills him up the racetrack.
And now Smith, that's Chandler, alongside Allgaier for third, while Sammy Smith is keeping pace with Almirola for the lead.
Mike, you said a moment ago that the table was set for the finish. I think Chandler Smith has got an idea of grabbing the tablecloth and sending the meal flying. He has bowled his way back to the number three spot.
But Chandler Smith has got some room to catch the second place car, Sammy Smith. Sammy is on the back bumper almost to the race leader, Eric Almirola.
Almirola's got about a car length as they make their way off turn number one. In a moment, they're going to catch the Brandon Jones machine. That car is towed in about a foot and a half after an incident earlier. He's going to give way on the bottom of the racetrack.
He indeed will pull to the bottom of the front straightaway, allowing Almirola, Sammy Smith and company to pass him to his outside.
Here they come off turn two to the back stretch. It's still Almirola by a car length, maybe two, 5 to 6 back to Chandler Smith, then another three back to Justin Allgaier and Cole Custer.
11 laps to go this time by. Brandon Jones gets his wounded car back to the pit lane. Almirola leads Sammy Smith by a car length.
Challenge is on for fourth. Cole Custer has opened up some real estate to the inside of the Justin Allgaier machine. They'll run nose to nose down the back straightaway into three.
Mid-pack, it is a total rugby scrum with Riley Herbst getting punted around, guys beating and banging fenders, and they're all able to sort it out. Cars are jacked up sideways. It's getting to the end. 10 to go at Martinsville.
If you're running back in that pack, pull that chin strap a little tighter because it's getting a little bit rough out there. Front of the pack, it's still Almirola by a car length.
He is controlling the field. He's got it now up to two car lengths. Good launch off turn four for Eric Almirola, down to 9 laps to go.
Sammy Smith has got that second spot. He's got some daylight between himself and the third place machine of Chandler Smith, who's given it everything he's got and about 10% more.
Eric Almirola has two drivers in his rearview mirror that are in must-win situations. They have to get to Eric Almirola, and then, Dave, they've got to get by Eric Almirola.
And if Eric Almirola gets caught by either one of those two, I hope he's had his rabies shot, because they will do anything and everything at this juncture. Smith is back within a car length.
He is, as they come back to the line, down to 7 laps to go. Further back, Cole Custer, Justin Allgaier minding their P's and Q's back in the 4th and 5th positions.
Both of them are where they want to be right now, and unless something changes severely in front of them, and Sammy Smith is doing everything he can to make that happen.
Sammy Smith right now is one of the fastest cars on the racetrack. He's not the fastest. It is Chandler Smith as they race to the corner with 6 to go.
It's getting late. Chandler Smith is running out of real estate and time. Eric Almirola maintains that one car length advantage.
They come back to the start finish line. Eric Almirola one car length over Sammy Smith. Sammy Smith three car lengths over Chandler Smith. They have checked out mightily over Cole Custer in fourth.
Everybody else is out of contention for the win. Playoff aspirations still alive for Custer and Allgaier. Eric Almirola keeping them at arm's length as he makes his way to turn four.
Down to four laps to go now. Almirola by a car length and a half over Sammy Smith. Chandler Smith further back by four car lengths.
Sammy Smith has got to find a rabbit to pull out of a hat somewhere, somehow, and he's got to make it happen fast. The lead remains 1-2 car lengths.
Sammy Smith is sending that car in as much as he can. He is driving qualifying laps right now, but Eric Almirola still keeps him at arm's length.
Almirola doing exactly what he needs to do. He is equaling the lap time of Sammy Smith, equaling the lap time of Chandler Smith, and holding on to that one car length advantage.
Down to two laps to go here in the National Debt Relief 250 at Martinsville. There is a little lap traffic now that's going to come into play.
Here they come into turn number one. They'll make their way down the back straightaway. Lap traffic, not a factor quite yet. Here comes out Eric Almirola down the backstretch, closing on Jeremy Clements.
That Jeremy Clements lap car is ahead of the leaders as they come to the front straightaway, and the white flag is flying. One more lap around for Eric Almirola to bring it home into Martinsville.
Clements gives way to the outside lane, giving free passage to the top three. Off turn two for the final time, it's all Eric Almirola.
Car length and a half, Sammy Smith, last-ditch effort. It's not going to pay off. Off turn number four, checkered flag is out. Eric Almirola wins the National Debt Relief 250 at the Martinsville Speedway. Almirola will get a grandfather clock. Sammy Smith gave it a valiant effort, but comes up one spot short. He'll finish second. Chandler Smith will be third. Cole Custer, good enough to go to the championship four. He'll finish fourth. Justin Allgaier finishes fifth. That also good enough to go to the championship four.
What a race by Eric Almirola and Joe Gibbs Racing, and the championship four field is set. Let's go to pit road.
Tyler Allen, crew chief for Eric Almirola, your eighth win of the season, and on to the playoffs, on to the championship of the owner's team. Just your thoughts right now on the way today played out, Tyler.
Man, we've been thinking about this one for a while, and a lot of work went into strategy and the setup. The engineers did such a great job, car chief mechanics. They all worked so hard on these cars, and to have such a dominating day like that and still just... It always comes down to the end, and I was glad we had control of the race at the end.
There we go. Tyler Allen, eight times he's won this year, and this one sets them into Phoenix to race for the owner's championship.
Eric Almirola led 150 of the 250 laps here at Martinsville tonight. He is now celebrating on the front straightaway. Donuts for everybody.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in victory lane. Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
NASCAR Live Race Day continues on the Motor Racing Network.
Back in Martinsville Speedway, while Eric Almirola burns up the rear tires, fisticuffs on the pit lane, Steve Post.
Yeah, Cole Custer down here and Chandler Smith had a very heated discussion, and the discussion turned physical. The two of them actually fisticuffs down here. Security was able to jump in. Chandler Smith is down here. What a spirited run you had there trying to make your way into the win. The conversation you just had with Cole Custer, just describe what was said.
He felt he was in a must-win for the owners, which he was. But at the end of the day, I get that his dad is, I don't know, he's got some high-up role at SHR, so he probably values that a lot. But at the end of the day, I'm a driver. I am in a must-win situation. He was not at that moment. And he didn't even try to make the corner. Granted, I did move him the lap before, but I beat his bumper off for five laps before that. I gave him grace and finally shipped him. And then he doesn't even try to give me a chance going into turn one. It's just is what it is. It's fine. I'm super, super grateful. God blessed me with a great group of men and women at Joe Gibbs Racing to go out and contend for these races. It's a bunch of fun. And this car was hooked up there at the very end. Just unfortunately, I was the focal point for us getting shipped, because then we were behind the eight ball and had to pass all those cars once again. So.
There we go. That is Chandler Smith. You can tell the frustration on that. We're going to talk to another driver that put such a valiant effort in and came up just a little short. Sammy Smith down here with a second place run. Crew coming in and congratulating. I'm actually getting consolation. Sammy, nobody wants to not go on to Phoenix, but describe the day and getting up there to second and having a shot at it.
Oh, yeah, it was a good day. We had a lot of up and down day. I felt like our car was going both sides of the fence, and it was good for most of the time, but if I fired off a little snug, I just really struggled. So yeah, I gave it everything I had there. Obviously it's frustrating, but to be in that position at the end is all you can ask for. And man, just wish I was a little bit closer.
A little bit closer. That's all Sammy Smith needed. Remember, he pulled a Hail Mary down at Talladega to get into one round and just about pulled it off here at Martinsville today.
I was a bit shocked. He spun the tires on a late race restart, was able to rally back, but could not quite get to the back bumper of race leader Eric Almirola, who went on to win this race. And Eric Almirola will send that number 20 car in Joe Gibbs Racing to the Owners Championship 4 at Phoenix next week.
And, of course, Chandler Smith overcome with emotion. Cole Custer as well. Seems like that's the common theme this weekend. We had it last night in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race as well. And, again, it's going to be Austin Hill, AJ Allmendinger, Justin Allgaier, Cole Custer racing for the championship. Let's go to victory lane and hear from the race winner.
Eric Almirola getting hugs from the crew, his kids here on the front straightaway. Boy, you burned this thing down to the ground two in a row here at Martinsville with all the playoff scenarios going on and you guys in a must win to get in the owner's championship race. How big is this Martinsville win?
This is huge. This is so big. We came in kind of with our backs up against the wall. You know, we were at the cut line racing the 00 and the 7 to try and get in to go race for a championship at Phoenix, and we were able to do it. You know, we won both stages. We were trying to get max points and put ourselves in position to make it to Phoenix, whether we had to do it on points or winning the race the good old-fashioned way. And thankfully, we had a good enough car to do both.
Laps winding down, you know this place with a cutoff race was going to ensue chaos. Or were you just waiting for something to happen at the end?
Yeah, absolutely. I just knew when they were counting me down, 7 to go, 5 to go, I'm like, yep, there's going to be a caution. I started backing my entries up and taking care of it and just planning on there being a caution. I knew the 8 had to win. So I thought that he was probably burning his stuff up, and I was like, man, I know there's going to be a caution. There's no way it's going to go green to the end, but thankfully we did.
Finally, what does it mean for you to get to race this car for an owner's championship? All your accolades in your career, though, to go to Phoenix and have a shot at it.
Well, it's a big deal. I mean, it doesn't matter what series it is. It's a really big deal, and it's an honor, honestly. And when Coach and I sat down and discussed me coming over here, that was the plan from day one, was to go race for an owner's championship.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Eric Almirola sweeps the Martinsville races here in 2024, a second straight grandfather clock.
And he sweeps today's race. He won both stages and took the black and white checkered flag as well. Cole Custer will race for a championship and try to defend it in Phoenix next week. He's with Steve Post.
Cole Custer is down here leaning up against his Ford Mustang. Cole, described the racing at the end with Chandler and then the conversation at the end with Chandler Smith.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's just how you race, how you get raced. You know, I've been put in the fence a few times from this year. I feel like we lost a race at Kansas because of him. And what comes around, you know, goes around. So, you know, he used the bumper on me. I used the bumper on him. So it kind of is what it is. I feel like I'm so proud of this team. I mean, we brought a really fast car. Just needed a little bit more there at the end. But can't wait to go to Phoenix and see what we can do. This team's done a great job executing all year. And just got to go to Phoenix one last time.
Give us a little preview of Phoenix. What makes you optimistic? You just mentioned a little bit of it, but just your thoughts as you get running for defending your championship out there.
You know, at the end of the day, I think we have as good a shot as anybody. I think we bring a lot of speed in the playoffs so far. We obviously won last year, so we just got to work some match again.
Work some magic in, that's for sure. That is Cole Custer out here. He is running for a championship. Chris Wilner?
Well, top five is enough for Justin Allgaier. You get to go race for a championship yet again next week in Phoenix. How would you assess your day? Honest, I know there was a lot of chaos going on, but just to get through, how good does it feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's so hard when you come in here and you are the high points guy, right? You have two paths you can kind of go, and our team did a really good job. I mean, Jim Pullman, that first stage, it made me sick to my stomach. I told him this week, I don't envy him. I don't want to be the one that has to make those calls. And he did an amazing job. And we put ourselves in position at the end. We just didn't quite have the speed we needed to win the race. Then it became, okay, how do we get in, right? How do we do the best job we can? And the team did an amazing job. And we put ourselves in position at the end there and pointed our way in. And that's really what you can ask for.
What lessons have you learned between last year's championship run to Phoenix and maybe that you can use to apply next week?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like last year we had such a good car and we just came up a little bit short. You know, Cole's going to go back and do the same thing, right? He's gonna be in that same mode. But at the same time, you know, we know what we did in the spring. We had a great race car in the spring. And we had the flat tire with three to go or four to go. You know, those ones hurt. But those are the fuel you need when you get back there in the fall. And this team, if I ever know that one thing is that we're going to show up the racetrack with a car that is absolutely capable of going to win the race, and I'm excited about next week.
We'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
Justin Allgaier going to race for another championship next week in Phoenix.
Austin Hill down here. Austin, you told us pre-race one of the goals is not to make anybody mad. How did you succeed at that, and how did the race go overall for you guys?
I feel like I succeeded at it. I think a few guys made me mad, and I had to like keep a level head. Felt like I was getting ran over out there. I know we had our Bennett Chevrolet was struggling really bad all day with the handle, but you know we were trying some setup stuff just to see if we can learn anything. We learned, I guess, what not to do. Really, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that the car was just in complete left field. I mean, we could have ran top 10 probably. We just got to work on some things. I was just too loose entry, too loose on exit, and then just too tight across the middle. But Martinsville doesn't matter anymore. I wanted to get a clock, but it is what it is. Martinsville doesn't matter anymore. We got Phoenix coming up. We got, you know, three guys that we're going up against that's very strong in this series. So we got to bring our A game and hope it's enough.
What makes you optimistic about Phoenix? What makes you think you can be the champion this year?
Well, you know, I've always said that, you know, start of February going into Daytona, you just want a shot at being in that Final Four. And I think if you get that shot, you have as good a chance as anyone. We have a, you know, if you look at it, we got a 25% chance of getting the job done. Yeah, I mean, I'm as optimistic as I've ever been about, you know, a championship. All I've ever wanted was to have this moment, have this opportunity, and now we got it. So we're going to live up the moment throughout the week, throughout the weekend, just soak it all in, and just, like I said, hope it's enough when the checker flag flies in Phoenix.
Austin Hill.
Solid effort for Austin Hill. Not what he was hoping for tonight, but the big picture is he has got a chance to win a championship come next week. Here's how they finished tonight here in Martinsville.
Eric Almirola gets the win with Sammy Smith in second. Chandler Smith was third. Cole Custer was fourth. Justin Allgaier finished in fifth. It was Sheldon Creed finishing in position number six. Behind him in seventh, it was Anthony Alfredo. Parker Kligerman was eighth. Jeb Burton was ninth. And Myatt Snyder finished in 10th.
Riley Herbst was 11th. Jesse Love was 12th. And Brennan Poole 13th. Austin Hill 14th. Ryan Sieg 15th. Matt DiBenedetto was 16th. Josh Williams 17th. Ryan Ellis was 18th. Blaine Perkins 19th. And Dylan Lupton was 20th.
Kyle Sieg finished in 21st. It was Mason Maggio in 22nd. Patrick Emmerling was 23rd with Preston Partis in 24th. 25th was Dawson Cram. Greg Van Alst was 26th. Jeremy Clements was 27th. Shane Van Gisbergen was 28th. Brandon Jones 29th. And Sam Mayer finished in 30th.
31st was Bubba Pollard, 32nd Garrett Smithley, 33rd William Sawalich, 34th was Logan Bearden, finishing 35th Leland Honeyman. Parker Retzloff, your pole sitter, ended up 36th with a wrecked race car. Carson Weir finished 37th, and A.J. Allmendinger finished back in 38th. Allmendinger last today, but will run for a championship next week.
So the championship four set, Austin Hill, A.J. Allmendinger, Justin Allgaier, and Cole Custer, the four that will run for the title 1 week from today at the Phoenix Raceway in Arizona. But we're not done here in Martinsville. We've got one more race and a big one to settle tomorrow afternoon.
The NASCAR Cup Series in the Xfinity 500 Motor Racing Network airtime, 1 o'clock Eastern Time tomorrow. Please take some time to join us here on the broadcast tomorrow, 1 o'clock Eastern Time. Big thanks to everybody who had a hand in tonight's broadcast and all day for that matter. Craig Moore and Steve Fridley, our engineers. Of course, Pat Jaggers, our producer this weekend. Dave Moody was out in the corners with Steve Post and Chris Wilner up and down the pit lane all day long. My broadcast partner is Mike Bagley. My name is Alex Hayden. We all congratulate Eric Almirola. He has won the National Debt Relief 250 from the Martinsville Speedway.
Motor Racing Network's coverage of the National Debt Relief 250 has come to you from Martinsville Speedway. Brought to you by National Debt Relief, helping you become debt-free. By GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. Get more with GEICO. By Ally Bank, official consumer bank of NASCAR, member FDIC. By Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. By Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. By official NASCAR partner, Straight Talk Wireless, real unlimited data for fans of fast. By Toyota, for the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. Our coverage has come to you under an exclusive radio license granted by Martinsville Speedway to the Motor Racing Network, solely for the non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any use of the descriptions and accounts of this event without the express written permission of the Motor Racing Network is prohibited. Today's broadcast was directed by Pat Jaggers. Broadcast engineer Steve Fridley. Studio engineer Andy Pachenik. Audio engineer Craig Moore. The president of MRN is Chris Schwartz. Follow NASCAR every day at MRN.com. This broadcast was a production of the Motor Racing Network. Look like you love me. All right now. So if you ever see a man in a cowboy hat and you think to yourself, I could use some of that, don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look
Ella Langley, Riley Green, you look like you love me here inside the saloon. You know we got it, a full hour of country raring to go. The jukebox is packed, but we always got room for you. If there's something we can get on the jukebox for you, hit us up on our Facebook page at RC Social Saloon. Shoot us a direct message. You can also find us on our brand new TikTok channel called Cassidy Country, where we are growing viewers by the hundreds each and every day. I think yesterday alone we added about 350 viewers to it. Pretty fun stuff. We go back through the history of country music and give you the behind-the-scenes stories of some of the greatest country songs of all time. Little tidbits and country music trivia you may not know. It's always a lot of fun. I invite you to join us. Just look for Cassidy Country on TikTok.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Tammy Baldwin's record is radical and dangerous. Baldwin voted to let boys compete in girls' sports, and she co-sponsored a bill to force women to share locker rooms with biological men. Tammy Baldwin also has a secret. She spends her time in D.C. and New York, where her girlfriend is a high-end Wall Street advisor, but Baldwin refuses to disclose their assets. The press says her actions raise serious ethical questions. While Tammy looks out for herself, she's left our southern border wide open, leading to deadly fentanyl and criminals across Wisconsin. And under Baldwin, inflation has soared, costing us thousands of dollars per year. 25 years of career politician Tammy Baldwin is enough. She's too liberal and too extreme. The better choice is Eric Hovde, endorsed by President Trump. Eric Hovde for U.S. Senate. Fix Washington PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FixWashingtonPAC.org.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Cut me.
draves. Standing tall in the backyard shed, looking cool in my Superman cave. I told the neighborhood girl, said, hey y'all, watch this. My fate was a broken arm and my reward, one big kiss. When daddy asked me why I did it, I made him laugh out loud when I told him, cause the chicks and dig it. Scars heal, glory fades, and all we're left with are the memories made. Oh yeah, pain hurts, but only for a minute. Your life is short, so go on and live it, cause the chicks dig it. Oh yeah, the chicks dig it. Blacktop road, learner permit. Thought I was Earnhardt, driving fast, but I didn't see the ditch. Took out a mailbox, then a fence, then a barn. The police came and called my father, but I met the farmer's daughter. And when the judge asked me why I did it, he threw the book at me. When I told him, cause the chicks and dig it. Scars heal, glory fades, and all we're left with are the memories made. Oh yeah, your pain hurts, but only for a minute. Life is short, so go on and live it, cause the chicks dig it. Oh yeah. Oh.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Last night I had a crazy dream. Wish was granted just for me, it could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or a mansion in Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. First thing I do is pray for time to crawl. I'd unplug the telephone, keep the TV off. I'd
a million I love yous. That's what I do with one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still for one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day. Leave me wishing still one more day. Leave me wishing still one more day. You.